Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Happy Thursday. It's almost Friday, which means it's almost Saturday. I am happy to welcome into the studio here Scott Hardiman with Urgent Specialist, new sponsor of the show, but also really somebody who knows just exponentially more about the healthcare system in our country. Scott, it's great to have you in here.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
So when I was visiting with you at Urgent Specialist, which folks can go to Manchester, just east of Highway 141, is this really cool place, this really innovative way to do healthcare. We got into this conversation about the healthcare system that we are in right now. And if you listen to the Democratic debates that are taking place and then the Republicans who are looking to change, move us as far away from Affordable Care Act as they possibly can, there seems to be a very clear understanding that our healthcare system is a broken system right now. And you have researched this and you are in it as a physician yourself. What do you think that the American people need to know about the state of healthcare in our country and what's causing it to be extremely expensive, extremely inaccessible, and really not working for the patient?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. The healthcare system, the status quo is broken, and it has been for a number of years. I think the most important thing that we as physicians have to do is advocate for our patients to create that doctor-patient relationship that has been lost. You know, medicine has become increasingly corporatized. I like to refer to it as the medical industrial complex. There's just a tremendous amount of profit being taken out of healthcare to the detriment of patients. It's driving physicians out of independent private practice where things are naturally done at a cheaper cost point into corporate practice of medicine as well. And, you know, as we've done research on this and polled a number of people across the country, people want a personalization of their healthcare plan. They want to be able to use their dollars and buy insurance in a way that makes sense for them, not one size fits all, top down sort of bureaucratic model that is handed over both of the Affordable Care Act and through things like Medicare for All as well. We need to get care back in the hands of doctors and patients and no one else.
So who's on the side? Who's advocating really? Who's keeping the system the way it is right now? What's the special interest group that benefits if nothing changes the way it is right now, or if we're headed down the road towards the direction that we are currently progressing? If the patient isn't the one benefiting from this, who is benefiting from it?
Well, like in most things, follow the money. I think the three big drivers of healthcare costs in this country are the PBM industry, or pharmacy benefit manager industry, and the pharmacy supply chains. They're holding the American people hostage and causing drug prices to just go up to the roof. The large corporate vertical integration and horizontal integration of healthcare systems across the country, playing out here actively in St. Louis, and the insurance industry, and really they're all kind of one and the same at this point, and they make large campaign contributions to both sides. So
are you saying there's politics involved?
Politics involved, yeah.
and lots patients, of money.
Not lots of money, lots of money. At least on the pharmacy side of things, there's thought to be, and this is well documented in Senate Oversight Committee studies as well. There's upwards of $250 billion worth of drug costs that could be shaved if we were to eliminate the Safe Harbor Act of 1987, giving the GPO, or group purchasing organizations, and the PBM, or pharmacy benefit managers organizations, their legalization of kickbacks to drive costs of drugs up. It plays out in the cost of insulin. I mean, insulin is a generic drug that could be manufactured most anywhere, and it's now costing some Americans $400 a month when it should be a third of that, or less than that.
Yeah.
And that's kind of a stain on our society that we can't deliver health care and drug prices at a cheaper point for people.
We're speaking with Dr. Scott Hardiman with Urgent Specialist, one of the owners. Is that the correct? You're a partner?
I'm one of the collaborating physicians there as well.
It's urgentspecialist.com, and I've visited this facility. It is pristine. It is just ready to serve all of your urgent care needs with a little bit of extra involved in it. You have specialists that are on call and immediately available to help if necessary. How does what you and your partners here have put together, is it just the best urgent care place to go, or is it a little bit different?
Well, it's a little bit of both. I think what we've tried to do is bring together just the collective intelligence and collaboration of a number of specialty physicians wrapping their hands around a facility. So when someone has an acute care medical problem, they don't have to know to go to this facility or that facility. We can handle so much more there. We can do it at a price point that's way cheaper than an emergency department.
Just going into the emergency room is cha-ching. in a huge way.
Yeah, this recent study on that shows that the average ticket to enter is around $1,600 to go and just start the process versus, you know, a couple of $100 at most urgent cares that are around there. So clearly it's and there's tremendous inefficiencies. We're clogging the ERs with things that don't allow them to take care of real aggressive medical problems. And we need to get care out of these large corporations and into the independent physician practices.
Yeah, I think it's really important for people to understand obviously way more about the healthcare system than they do in general. But for somebody like me, I've got three kids. I've got a kid at home. I was home yesterday with my three-year-old, 102 fever. Didn't show any other signs of anything, and being my third kid, I've experienced enough of the calls of, yeah, she's going to need to have that fever for a while and show some other things before we want to bring her sickness into the office. So she's being managed by my mother-in-law right now. But if a rash shows up during a fever, if there's an emergency that is out of the ordinary that doesn't seem to be life-threatening, being a mother or a grandmother or being somebody who has a need that has appeared that is a right now need, not life-threatening. When you go to a place like urgent specialists, you're going to kind of get the beginning of the care through the end of the care there. And you're also going to get paired with a specialist where if you do have a specialist need that you may not have known before, you're going to be connected with somebody who is immediately able to serve those types of concerns and issues that I wouldn't know where to go to get if I don't have an ENT specifically, which is what you are. I don't have a dermatologist specifically. It'd be really nice to be able to have not just here's a list of people, good luck trying to get in there, to be able to have that immediate access to the answers to the questions I'm going to have when I'm done there.
Right. Care coordination, I think, is something that we really want to strive to do. Not every patient that comes through the door has to immediately be seen by a specialist, but there is a lot of follow-up care that's necessary, and you're absolutely right. That gets disjointed. Healthcare is fairly siloed. There's groups that you move through the system, and you're handed off to the next group of individuals. If you can have someone coordinate that care directly into a specialist's office, that's very key.
So going back to the kind of brokenness of our healthcare system right now, am I right to assume that oversight, that the lack of oversight is what's causing some of these bloated prices, that the government oversight doesn't exist? Is that what we need more of, or is it just a restructure of the whole system?
Well, there's a lot of regulation in healthcare. Largely that falls on the shoulders of the independent physician. The larger corporate health systems, they seem to be able to navigate differently. There's a tremendous amount of waste in healthcare. We spend about $3 trillion on healthcare currently, and it's known right off the top that you could shave $1 trillion or a third of that before you even start to sharpen your pencil. The administrative burden is enormous. There's just terrible inefficiencies to it. And that's really, I think, the fundamental issue is as we corporatize medicine, bringing doctors into an employed position mm-hmm. in hospitals, that drives up the cost of care. The insurance industry is all too happy to pay that because then they can turn around and charge more in premium dollars. I think I recently read a study that the average premiums for an individual are up 123% and for a family up 178% since 2013. $24,000, I think, is the annual spend for a family of four. Yeah. Insurance isn't insurance anymore. Insurance is a big gap between doctors and patients. What we need to do is get that relationship back, bring down the cost of drugs, bring down the cost of insurance premiums, create models where insurance works for you, give patients an opportunity to have better control of their healthcare dollars and not be working in places where they have to work for healthcare. They got to get their healthcare to work for them.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. We're speaking with Dr. Hardiman here with Urgent Specialists. Go online and check out this new facility available to you, urgentspecialist.com. You know, you talk about health, like insurance companies getting in the process of providing people's healthcare. I've had it happen myself. I go to the doctor, I get prescribed a specific medicine, and the insurance company says, you don't need that. You need this, this, and this, and this. And I'm like, why the heck am I even going to my doctor? I should have just called my insurance company, said, these are my symptoms. What are you willing to cover for me? Because one of them was when I was pregnant, and it was an anti-nausea medicine that saved my sanity during my second or my third pregnancy. The doctor knew that I had tried the other ones previously in previous pregnancies because he's cared for me before. And the insurance company said, no, we will not cover this until you were prescribed this and this and this. I had to try three medications before I would get what ultimately I did end up getting and did end up helping me.
That happened twice this morning. I was seeing patients this morning.
Had
drugs denied for patients that are the most appropriate treatment for them because it's either too expensive or just not on their formulary. That's the predetermination process and bureaucracy involved in us trying to just do what we were trained to do, which is practice Hippocratic medicine. The more layers you put between but doctors and patients, the more expensive and the more inefficient the system gets.
Yeah, and in the Affordable Care Act, from what I could gather, guaranteed insurance companies customers. It penalized you if you didn't do it, as opposed to trying to provide an opportunity where there's more competition between insurance companies for the business of the patient, and said, no, if you don't buy this, we're going to penalize you for it. That seems pretty backwards.
Absolutely. It's a top-down approach to delivering care. You know, this healthcare needs reform at the grassroots level in my office and in every person's home. The system was breaking before in the profiteers in healthcare, but you know, the Affordable Care Act has put that on steroids, and the status quo we need to fix. And Medicare for All isn't it, in my opinion.
Well, Dr. Hardiman with Urgent Care or with UrgentSpecialist.com is the website. If you are interested in more, I want you to read on that website a little bit more about what they do. I've been there; it is beautiful, it's stunning. The folks who are running it, they have a real vision for the way healthcare should be, and I would really encourage you to check it out. For your next urgent care needs. I certainly think it's a fantastic facility. It's on Manchester, just east of Highway 141, and we're great, very excited to have you be partners here with the show.
Thank you so much. It's great, Annie. Appreciate
absolutely.
It.
Thank you for coming in. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to speak with Tyrus, and we're also going to speak with the Deputy Assistant to the President of the United States. Her name's Jessica Ditto, and she's going to update us on some positive news for women in the United States under this administration. There's a lot of good news to spread, and we'll discuss it here as well. Again, if you're checking out that website online, go to UrgentSpecialist.com and see what they can do for you, because I'm sure there's a lot there for you as well. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.